entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping life for a better tomorrow.
Hey, what's up? Holla at your girl, Sweetie, the Sassy Diva Talk Show.
Cut the music up.
What's up? This is Sweet Tea. I just want to take time out to thank the ones who took time out to listen to me this evening. And if you don't know, I'm doing a round two of What Do You Think Is Ghetto to You? Like I did. I have my shows now every 2 weeks, every other Tuesday. And so last Tuesday that I did this show, I did it for 30 minutes, and a lot of people were kind of upset because they wanted to call in and say other things. Or say something, I should say, about, you know, what they think is ghetto to them. So that's why I'm having a round two of this. And last time I had it, I was talking about Well, it was a couple of people who called in. It was so funny to me. One lady called in and said what she thought was ghetto was she seen a little girl who was 6 years old with a lace wig. Okay, and she was like, who can top that if they could just ghetto? So another person called in and said that they think it's ghetto when you throw a 6-year-old or a 10-year-old birthday party and it wind up turning to a dope party and the kids wind up being in the back and they start getting their drink on, smoking their little weed and all that stuff. So a lot of people called in. It was so funny. So I definitely had to do around two of this because it was just cracking me up. So like I always say around this time, don't be afraid to call in. You know, just have a sense of humor. Don't take serious, loosen up, and we're going to have fun. And we're going to enjoy the show. And I think I have my girl Mocha D with me, my little body of Klein, if she's on air right now with me. Mocha D, are you with me?
She's not here yet, sweetie.
Okay, thank you, Carla B, with your little cute voice. You must jump your little water stack. So, anyways. Well, like I was saying is, don't be afraid to call in. We're going to have a little fun today. Of course, the show is going to be for 30 minutes as well today. And so I'm going to get this ball rolling. As far as I'm concerned, I think a lot of things ghetto to me. Like I said, I'm just doing this for fun because, you know, you could be ghetto and still know what's ghetto because I'm kind of ghetto. Ain't no shame in my game, but I know when not to be ghetto. But there's a lot of things that I know that I would not do being ghetto. So I just want to say one thing I would not do is I know someone who gave a baby some juice, some fruit punch juice, and the baby's only 2 months. I mean, I think that's ghetto to me because you don't, babies usually don't start drinking juice around 6 months or 5 months. And why is you getting, I mean, maybe everybody's like, well, that ain't ghetto to me. Yes, ghetto to me. Okay, let that baby say a baby. Don't grow that baby up too fast. That baby get a chance to learn how to drink the juice or get the taste of juice. So that was ghetto to me. And so, my daughter looking at me like, no, mommy, I don't think that's ghetto. So we going to take a quick commercial break. And I'm going to open up the phone line.
Are you an entrepreneur on the move? EOTM Media Group has become the new voice for you. EOTM has the most outstanding public relations firm that will suit your needs as well as your budget. Thanks to EOTM Radio and staff, EOTM has climbed the ranks, reaching over 1 million listeners worldwide. Not only is EOTM Media Group mutually respected for its amazing quality, but also for their branding and marketing expertise. Everyone in the industry needs PR and marketing. So with that said, if you or someone you know needs PR or marketing solutions, contact Carla Barnes, Head of Marketing and Branding, at 213-290-3573. Or visit her website at www.eotmmediagroup.com or join her blog at www.eotmblog.com. What's that? You're interested in hearing a few live shows? Visit our radio page at www.eotmradio.com. Thanks for your time. This commercial is brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back. Welcome back. I just want to just take a time out to give it up to Beyonce that she's finally having a baby. I'm so happy for her. Congratulations, Beyonce. I was waiting. I was counting down. I can't wait to see this baby. Wait to see how the baby looks. I'm sure the baby's going to be gorgeous. So thank you, Beyonce, bringing another celebrity into this world. So do I have any callers before I start running by Mona Mal?
You do not have any callers. Do not.
Oh, I'm kind of goofy. But, yeah, so I'm going to run down some things that I think is ghetto to me. I don't have nothing wrong seeing little kids, you know, around, like, 7 or 8 years old with, like, little braids in their hair, you know, little micro braids, whatever, a little smaller. But I do have a problem when I see a child who's around 6 or 7 years old have. I don't know if y'all remember the Dookie braids back in the day. They used to be called dookie braids, like the real big braids. So I don't understand why would you put that in the child's head and the baby head just wobbling, like the baby, the braids look like it weighs more than the baby. I think that's ghetto. Fabulous. And I think, I'm just going down the list, y'all. You know, you don't have to agree with me. I'm just having fun with it. And I think it's ghetto when someone wears shorts and you have a lot of cellulite. Yeah, in your leg. Yeah. I mean, it's one thing loving yourself, but that's not the way to do it, boo-boo. The way to do it is dressing okay for yourself so you don't have to hurt other people. You know, pointing at you saying, wow, well, maybe you don't care, or maybe you don't care about things like that. I try to teach my kids, you know, dress nice, smell good, hygiene and all this stuff, because in the real world, people are going to talk about you. So, yeah, that's another thing I think is ghetto. And I think it's ghetto when someone spending all that money on a wedding, all that money, knowing that they can't afford it, and then after they get married, their bills is just piling up. It's not that serious, okay? If you can't afford it, you can't afford it. Just, you know, get married, boo-boo, and knowing that you have a husband and you ain't living in sin. Stop living like you balling and you really ain't. That's ghetto to me. And what's ghetto to me, when you got a Mercedes. Okay? And then it's ghetto to me when you have a Mercedes and live in an apartment. Why don't you get your house first, boo-boo? And then you work on your nice car. Don't do it backwards. That's ghetto to me. Real ghetto. And let me see if my girl on the end. Mocha D, are you with me?
Baby, the thing about Mocha D and the difference with Mocha D and Carla B is that Carla B will always be here for you, girl. Always. Mocha D is not here yet. But you do have a caller. You do have a caller.
Okay, thank you so much, Carla B. I always have on my back. Hello. Jeez, I can't hear you. Caller, are you with me, caller?
Hello.
Hey, who I'm speaking with?
It's Bug.
Hey, how you doing? I think I spoke to you before. So what's how at your girl? What's going on? I'm sure you have a lot of ghetto things that you don't like.
Steve, I was calling about, you know, back with the ghetto stuff, and I don't know where to begin.
But did you hear the stuff that I thought was ghetto?
Yeah, well, I just thought about this from church.
Uh-huh.
Like ghetto people in church.
Oh, yeah. You got to tell me about that one.
Well, I know some people come in, you know, they, like, dress up. I think, you know, they're going to go put on a concert. I mean, they come in too overdressed. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
that's
dudes
true.
Walking in with canes, they got the pimp hats, and the women come with an extra shirt. You know, they're coming out, they got on shades, you know, their hands are hooked up, and all this with church, you know.
Don't curse it on the show. Don't curse it on the show, okay?
Oh, I cursed. I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay, though. Now you know.
They're doing all this for church, and then, you know, you look behind them, and you see their children. And their children are kind of like, you know, beat up looking.
I know. That is so sad. And actually, I remember you calling in last time, and I was just speaking on what you said before, that, you know, people throw birthday parties for the kids, and then they wind up, you know, throwing a party for themselves.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. Yeah, I really don't know. You know, it's one thing people say come to church looking nice. But, yeah, I really feel like they do overdo it. But what's ghetto to me at church, it's like they be coming with the Easter color suits, like lime, green, pink, like you a pimp with a cap, with a cane stick. Come on now.
Little club wear, you know, somebody probably went to the club the night before. You know, who knows?
Okay, like, give me a break.
Yeah, so. You know, I see some people come in, it's kind of like, you know, like slacks and shirts, you know, simple dress, you know. But some people just take it too far, you know, they go too far. But then you see the kids, and the kids just got on, like, jeans and T-shirt. You know, what's going on there? Why the parents are dressed up and why the kids looking just, you know, like they just crawl from under a rock or something?
Child, tell the kids to come on. So what church did you go to, me asking you, what church you be at?
Crossword Church in Reno Valley.
Oh, okay. So you be seeing all
Riverside,
the action here.
It's on Riverside. It's called Riverside, but it's middle of Reno Valley because I guess it's on the Air Force Base right there.
So you be seeing all the action. How can go all the stuff, all the drama there?
Yeah, it's like it's a big church, and you got a lot of people who are just up there just to be, they want to be seen.
But you know, the sad part about it is, even though I'm having a show about what you think is ghetto, and I'm not trying to be funny, it's a lot of things that you could say is ghetto, but one thing I must admit, it's mostly in the church. To say, it's mostly in the church. Girls be coming in there, like, I'm going to find me a man, instead of getting the Lord's word in, and they come in with the booze, come hanging out, and they be in the bathroom cursing. I'm like, for God's sake, I'm here to hear the word. So, yeah, there be a lot of ghetto stuff up in there. So that's the only thing you can think of is ghetto before I let you go.
Oh, yeah. Another thing, like you were talking about earlier, people who get the house, get the nice cars and no house, or they don't do a house. Well, I met someone before, and they had the nice cars, nice house, but they missed something in the middle.
What?
Okay. I was over there kicking back, and I said, you got something to drink? Good. They said, well, we don't really have no cups and dishes in the house. Wait a minute. How do you have a big house? You got some nice furniture, rent furniture, I guess they got it from RTO or whatever, whoever gets rent furniture now. And they got Mercedes, Cadillac, Parkman. And I'm like, wait a minute, where's the furniture? You got dishes too.
Wait a minute. So you mean to tell me, someone, let me see if I heard you correctly.
Yeah.
With a nice car, nice house, but they don't have no dishes or cups?
Yeah, someone says you got an A&PM cups in the house.
Well, they just moved there, right?
No, they were there for a while, but they went out and they got the house first, then they went and got the cars. So,
wow.
You dishes, you miss something in the middle. I mean, you got to have
a house first. Maybe they the type of just go out to eat.
No, you, okay, maybe just playing the A.M.P.M. cups in the house,
That's I just don't want to believe that. I just don't want to believe it. I don't believe it at all. I don't want to believe that one.
I didn't take pictures. I should have taken pictures, but I didn't.
They say a picture never lies, so, yeah. Do I have any more callers before I go on fly away with this caller because he's so funny to me?
You do not have any more callers.
Oh, yeah, I'm goofy, yeah. I'm like your best friend. I get back. I can laugh at myself. I'm just a goofy person like that. But I just want to just say thank you for calling in. But before I let you go now, do you have anything else to say? A lot of people's like, well, you didn't really let me talk that long.
Okay.
You okay?
Oh, yes, I'm fine.
Are you good? Nothing else to say?
No, I'm off the top of my head right now.
Last time you called in, I know a caller said to me personally, yeah, that person called in and he had a lot of people in the background talking. Now that's ghetto.
Yes, I did. They wouldn't shut up. That was being ghetto. They saw me on the phone. They were being rude.
Yeah, ghetto style, baby. You should have went in the corner somewhere.
I was at a park.
Because you can't try to get your point across with all those people in the background, sweetie.
No. But they heard me talking. I guess they had to say, talk about their examples of something happened to them personally, and they couldn't be quiet.
Okay.
When they get on the phone, say anything.
Well, thanks for calling in. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and I appreciate you. I hope you finish listening to the rest of the show.
Oh, yes, I will. I'll be listening.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Have a good day, Sweet Tea.
Huh?
Yeah, have a good evening, Sweet Tea.
Thank you.
Sweet Tea, this is Carla B. If I can, before we do the commercial break, I had a ghetto story really quickly.
Okay.
If you wanted to hear me, I think what's ghetto is ghetto names. You know, you hear about.
Oh my God, Carla.
Yes.
You took the words out of my mouth.
Yes, I have a couple of them. I have a couple names. Specifically, Platinum, Portia, Black, Pokemon, Latifah,
Chucky,
Cooladria, Bonifa, Mercedes. I think those are just to name a few.
Wow. And that is ghetto. Kawana. You heard me.
What you say?
Kawana.
Yeah, definitely. Teresa.
Ecology.
Okay, with that, I guess we'll take it to commercial break, sweetie. Would you agree?
I agree.
Okay.
While you're sitting there on the couch, wondering what you're going to do today, grab that remote and turn your TV to MTV, your most popular way to stay on top of all music, shows, news, and movies. MTV is greatly known for their highly viewed shows, such as MTV Cribs, Jersey Shore, The Grudge, 16 and Pregnant, Made, My Life is Liz, and many, many more. MTV also gives you the option to check out video premieres on your favorite artists, such as Trey Songz, Nicki Minaj, Lil Wayne, and many more artists of your choice. Stay connected with MTV through your social media networks. Twitter, follow MTV. Facebook, www.facebook.com/MTV. MySpace, www.myspace.com/MTV. Also by MTV newsletters and podcasts. This commercial was brought to you by EOTM Radio and Classic City Records.
Welcome back to the show. Yeah, it was just so funny before I took a commercial break with all the names Carla B was saying. And that's just so true because basically she took the words out of my mouth because that was the next topic that I wanted to talk about. So I guess it was really ghetto to a lot of people for her to be thinking the same thing I was thinking. And if people need to be real careful nowadays with their name their kids. I mean, because you having a baby when you really want a baby, not a baby just oops, a mistake. When you really want a baby and want to have a baby like Beyonce, no, let me clear it. You got to be real careful what names you pick out because that's precious joy to you coming out. Because I was looking at 102 The Part yesterday, Ashley, and they was reading all the tweets where people were saying what the name of the babies. The giving Beyonce and JC some names for the baby, if it's a boy or a girl. And I'm telling you, I can't really remember one of the names that a person said, but it was so, I'm not trying to be funny, so ghetto that the whole audience was laughing probably for a whole minute. Just ghetto fat. And I'm like, what people be thinking? I mean, this is ghetto. And I have a little cousin right now. Her name is Portia. Yes. But, you know, yeah, at the time, to me, it didn't seem ghetto, or to a lot of ghetto people in the hood started doing it. But at the time where she named my little cousin Portia, she is adorable. Now, I think you can get away with Portia when you gorgeous, and you a gorgeous little girl with a gorgeous little pretty face and gorgeous eyelashes and pretty brown, big eyes, and a nice smile. I think you can get away with Portia. But who dared, you know, please, y'all, don't take this personal. I'm just going back what I think is ghetto. But who in the right mind named their child Chucky? I mean, Chucky? Every time you hear that name, I just think about a little doll running around with a knife. And around that age where they start walking at age 1 or 2 and they so short, sleep one eye open, please. So anyway, yeah, be careful what you name your kid. Please be careful. And, you know, me, I have a little country accent, so we wind up being friends or something or whatever, associate. You have kids. when names I can't pronounce, I would give your child a whole new brand new name with my little country accent. Yes, I would. I would give them a whole brand new name. So be careful what you name your kid. My kid's name is, and I don't, you know, I don't think it's ghetto, but I'll share with y'all. My son name is Linnell, and my daughter name is Missy Arn. Yes, it is, and I think those are the gorgeous names. And I have a niece named Jasmine. I think that's cute. And I have another niece named Ashley. I think that's cute. And I always thought Monique was cute. That's not a ghetto name to me. Monique is cute. So, if y'all have anything to say before I, you know, run my mouth off or for the show end, please do not be afraid and call in, y'all, to be honest. Please do not be afraid to call in. So, anyways, caller B.
You do not have any callers.
I wanted to ask you that, you program robot.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Now that's ghetto.
I agree. I agree.
Yes. Yes, it is. And do you think this ghetto, caller B, somebody nicknamed called Moosey?
You do not have any callers.
At all.
At all.
Do you think that's ghetto with your name called Moosey?
I would have to say no. I think what? That's very, I think that's a beautiful name. I don't know why anybody would think that would be ghetto.
Why you don't think it's ghetto?
I just don't.
It's why?
Like it goes with flowers and grass, you know? Beautiful thing. Beautiful thing.
I think Moosey goes with, like, sneaky chicken sandwiches and sneaky snacks at night and coming out like a little rat. Instead of calling that person a rat, they call him Moosey. That's what I think.
Hey, you're entitled to your own opinion. From that comment, I can only gather that maybe somebody nicknamed you Moosey.
No, don't let the cat out of the bag. You know
okay.
Your nickname.
Oh, okay. Again, I'm going to see myself, but you do not have any callers.
That's okay. They're afraid of me. I'm having a ball anyway. And I know my show is jumping in. I know it's called a bitch. She is crazy. And my, you know, I'm going to just let the cat out of the bag. That was... That was Collie B's nickname when she was little. She used to sneak sugar sandwiches. So of course she's gonna think that's a good name. But she's gonna kill me later on, y'all. I just want to say thank you for listening to my show. I love you, Collie B. And tune in, not just Tuesday. Now, I do my shows every other Tuesday. I'm sorry, I'm laughing so hard. Every other Tuesday. So please log in and listen to your girl, Sweet Tea, the Fast and Diva Talk Show. I really appreciate it. And thank you for taking time out to listen to me. Thank you so much. You know, everybody needs a friend. So thank you so much. Much love. Deuces.